Advaita Pancharatnam, the non-dual pentad of gems. I am not the body, not the senses, or the interior of the body, not the ego, or the group of pranas, not the intellect. From wife, husband, place, possessions, or wealth, and such, far removed. The witness, the eternal, the self within, Shiva, I am. Just as, because of ignorance of the rope, the snake appears in the rope, because of ignorance of one's own self, for oneself there is the attitude of being an individual. For, as by the words of a trusted friend, indeed, that is a rope upon the destruction of the confusion. By the words of the Guru, I am not the Jiva, Shiva I am. The unreal universe appears in oneself, without delusion in the nature of being consciousness bliss that is unreal, like delusion, dream, and sleep. The pure, the perfect, the eternal, the one, Shiva, I am. I am not born, nor grown, and not perished. These are said of the body, and are all the conditions of material nature. Doership and such are of that which is full of consciousness, not of the ego, indeed, for truly of myself, Shiva I am. I am not born, not grown, and not perished. These are said of the body, and are all the conditions of material nature, doership, and such. Of that which is full of consciousness, it is not the ego indeed, because for me, of the self, Shiva I am. Apart from me, nothing else whatsoever of the universe exists here. True it is that illusion becomes the form or takes the shape of external objects, equal to a mirror shining in the mind. In me, in non-duality, it shines. Therefore, Shiva, I am. Apart from me, nothing else whatsoever of the universe exists here. True it is that illusion becomes the form of external objects, equal to the seeing conceived or imagined in the mind. In me, in non-duality, it shines. Therefore, Shiva I am. Thus of the venerable and glorious highest renunciate, wandering recluse and great spiritual teacher, Sri Govinda Bhagavan, whose feet are to be worshipped, the disciple, the venerable glorious Shankara Bhagavan, by him composed, the non-dual pentad of gems concludes. Nirvana Manjari, bouquet of liberation. I am not a god, not indeed a mortal, not a demon, not a Gandharva, not a Yaksha, not a variety of devil, not indeed a man, not a woman, and also not a hermaphrodite. Superior of a shining nature, Shiva I am. I am not indeed a boy, a youth, not indeed an old man, not of any caste, not a student and not a householder. I am also not a recluse in the forest, and not an adherent of the regulations of a renouncer. The one cause of the destruction of the world and birth, Shiva, I am. I am not indeed measurable, and not a vanished illusion. Likewise indeed, to perceive me as apart or different, there is no approach. Ever non-dual, even though with the triple bodies firmly embraced, transcending the senses, being all forms, the nature of all, Shiva I am. I am not indeed one who thinks, not one who goes, not one who speaks, not one who acts, not one who experiences, and not one who has been liberated from abiding in the orders of life. Just as I am of the nature of the different modes of the mind, likewise, the light in all modes, Shiva, I am. Not for me the going forth into the current of worldly affairs. Not for me relapse into what is ill-meant by the intellect in bondage. Going forth and returning are by means of the modes of this thinking, because still, every day, the true nature of that, Shiva, I am. That which is the end of action due to the activity of ignorance, without which existence by itself does not indeed shine. That which is the beginning, the end, and the middle, the inner excellence of the inner excellence, which is the nature of light, that indeed I am. Because I am not the intellect, there is no accomplishment of actions for me. Because I am not a part, there is not a division of characteristics for me. Remaining in the heart space, the distress of the triad of bodies gone. Ever the embodiment of being, consciousness, bliss. Shiva, I am. What was by manifestation, appearing with changes, the universe, which is not the support of the changes, because of there being none second to it, because of which there is going forth into the mode of the forms of the mind, intellect, thought, and ego. That, indeed, I am. That which is pervasive, inside and outside, eternal and pure. That which is one, ever a mass of being, consciousness, bliss. Because of which there is the manifestation of the gross and subtle universe. Because of which is its origination. That indeed I am. That which is the abode of the appearance of the net of the sun, the moon, and the flashes of lightning. That which is devoid of internal and other such differences. Contained within whose feet, contained within a quarter of which the entire universe is, because of which there is the manifestation of power. That indeed I am. Of which time and death are very much afraid, because of which there is manifestation of thought, intellect, and the senses, because of which Hari, Brahma, Rudra, Indra, Chandra, and others of such names are luminous. That indeed I am. That which, like space, is all pervasive and of a peaceful nature, the supreme light, devoid of form, worthy of veneration, that which is devoid of beginning and end, the supreme, known as Shankara, that which is to be comprehended, clearly perceived within, that indeed I am. Thus, of the venerable, glorious, highest renunciate, wandering recluse and spiritual teacher, Sri Govinda Bhagavan, whose feet are to be worshipped, the disciple, the venerable, glorious Shankara Bhagavan, by him composed, the Bouquet of Liberation concludes.